This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen returned to Kyiv on Saturday for a meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky and said they would discuss Ukraine's reconstruction and progress toward EU membership. She said in a post on Twitter with President Zelensky, "I will take stock of the joint work needed for reconstruction and of the progress made by Ukraine on its European path." The Ukrainian president insisted Saturday that Ukraine would prevail in its almost four-month-long war with Russia that has become focused on a grinding artillery slugging match over an eastern Ukrainian city. Russian forces have been trying to seize Severodonetsk in an advance in the east, turning it into one of the bloodiest battles so far. Neither side has secured a knockout blow in fighting that has pounded swaths of the city into rubble. As Russia presses its attack in eastern Ukraine, the weapons it appears to be using are more deadly weapons. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Ukrainian and British officials have warned that Russia is using weapons that could cause mass casualties as it attempts to fully capture eastern Ukraine. According to Britain's Defence Ministry, Russian bombers have been using anti-ship missiles from the 1960s in ground attacks. The missiles were primarily made to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. However, when used with a regular warhead, the missiles become highly inaccurate, with the potential to cause severe collateral damage and casualties. I'm Karen Chamas.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke remotely at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore.